It was a big victory, at least symbolically, for Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn, who got a 5-1 margin in favor of his amendment that would redo the AGI standards for farm subsidies, the direct farm program payments, a part of the three-legged farm safety net that's in the 2008 Farm Bill. He would eliminate, effective with the 2012 fiscal year, at least for 1 year, those direct payments for anyone making over $1 million of adjusted gross income. This was despite the fact that Senator Debbie Stabenow urged her colleagues to vote no against the Coburn Amendment, assuring them that direct farm program payments were not likely to be a part of the next farm bill that perhaps will be written in a matter of the next few days. According to Mary Kay Thatcher of the American Farm Bureau, Washington, D.C. office, it seems like a lot of senators want to punish agriculture, and they did so with this vote.
They're thinking that we're very profitable, but the rest of the economy is in trouble, and therefore they should do whatever they can to make sure we're not as profitable. And I think that's one of the reasons we're struggling so much and trying to get this farm bill written right now.
When it came to the vote on the new adjusted AGI, which will be in effect for just 1 year, the fiscal year 2012 year that we've just now begun, Chair Lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow from Michigan, assured her Senate colleagues that the direct farm program payments were going to be basically phased out or eliminated altogether in the 2012 bill that's now being put together. However, 13 of the 21 Democratic senators on her committee voted with the Republican Senator Tom Coburn on this issue. Details, of course, remain sketchy, but the four principal leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees continue to work on drafting a safety net for the 2012 Farm Bill that protects growers from shallow losses in revenue. American Farm Bureau has sent a letter to Capitol Hill announcing its opposition to such an approach. AFBF lobbyist Mary Kay Thatcher says that the nation's largest farm group believes a shallow loss program would take too much risk out of agriculture.
To say that a farmer might only have to suffer a 5% hit in his revenue in order to have some kind of a government payment kick in, we just think that's not the right idea. We are afraid that the people who have the equity already will decide that if they have no more to risk than 5 or 10%, they can bid up land prices, they can bid up rental rates. We just think it's moving agriculture in the wrong direction.
According to Mary Kay Thatcher, the chairs of the House and Senate Ag panels, Congressman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, along with Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, hope to complete work yet this week on a 15-title farm bill and pass it via the Supercommittee deficit reduction process. It could be an interesting time this week in our nation's capital when it comes to farm policy. I'm Ron Hayes.